Thank you very much. My name's Glenn Bisdy. For me to tell you the story, I've got to take you back a number of years to Wellington, where I decided to move, and I booked myself into a beautiful apartment in Oriental Bay and decided to live there for a few months. I didn't know a lot of people in Wellington, so I just had to go out and about and meet as many people as I could. And on this particular evening, it was about 1:30 in the morning on Friday night. It was quite after hours. And it was a Friday, and it was really raining heavily. I was sprinting down Courtney Place. I'm going like a bat out of hell. And the pair of leather pants that I'd had on had just kind of ripped open. You know, and that mascara that I was wearing was just dripping all over my face. And this kind of coconut bra was just disheveled and just flying as well. The leather jacket that was just flying behind me, I looked like Batman or some sort of Ozzy Osbourne's long-lost son. I stepped out onto the street and I was just going flat tack, and I looked around and the police car that was chasing me was right behind me. And the cop pulls up and he dive tackles me on the street. Anyway, he arrests me and takes me down to Brian's old haunts, a Wellington police station, Central. I don't know how many of you guys have been arrested before, but this was not my first occasion. Anyway, so I get into Wellington Central, and I don't know whether you guys have been there, but as soon as you go in there, your cell phones just die. There's just no communication. They threw me into the cell, and, you know, you're in the cell, and it's a good time to contemplate your miserable life. You know you've got a few hours in there. And, you know, obviously you just kind of go through the motions of kind of embarrassments and, God, I really stuffed up this time again. Anyway, and also you look at all the spelling mistakes and all the graffiti that's inside the cell, you know, stuff like white powder rules and Mongol mob forever. Anyway, well, that night I was thinking, you know, come on, Glenn, I mean, you can do a lot better than this. You can't start repeating this behaviour. Kind of move on. And I kind of hatched this little plan, you know. I was sick of gate-crashing kind of lowbrow parties. I needed to go upmarket. But I needed a sign. Well, the very next evening, I saw the sign as I was wandering along the street, and it said, the Telstra Clear Christmas Party. And I was like, that's me. So I just walked straight through security, and just started kind of cruising round. A few of the women asked me who I was there with, and I just politely said, I was there with Tracy from marketing. She actually is unable to make it tonight, but I'm here just, I'm her supportive partner. Anyway, you know, I was about two bottles of champagne deep, and I found myself shirtless on the dance floor, just going for it, you know, and it was a hell of a time. Until I was surrounded by about three or four quite large security guards. One of them said to me, excuse me, but can I see some ID, please? And I instantly kind of went, oh my God, here we go again. I was like, I pulled out my wallet and gave it reluctantly my driver's license. She looked at it and she goes, I thought it was you, Glenn. And it was, you know, Tracy Edwards from high school. And I mean, she'd packed on some weight, but anyway. Yeah, she said to me, what are you doing here? And I said, listen, I'm actually gate crashing. I've turned into the CCC, the Corporate Christmas Crasher. And she goes, just get your shirt and get out of here. You know, so I left that building. But that night I heard this story of an upcoming event called the Southland Ball. Now, it's apparently meant to be quite a good affair. And I just thought, and was in the Beehive in Parliament. So I thought, right, I'm really going to have to get that Armani suit kind of polished up, the one I bought in Vietnam for $100. Now, I have to get that all dished away and ready to go. So I got to the ball early and checked out security. It was quite detailed. There was quite a few guys with little earpieces and microphones and what have you. There was even a guy with a metal detector. And I thought, right, this is going to be easy. Just walk straight through like you own the place. So I did. I just went straight in. And everything was cool. 1,000 people at the ball inside Parliament. Quite a voluptuous affair. I sat down, had a few spates, yeah, Pride of the South, and then got stuck into a few nice bottles of South Otago Pinot Noir. Anyway, it was kind of sit wherever you wanted. So Bill English was there, so I went and sidled up next to him. We started solving the economic problems of the world together, polishing off a few more bottles of red. I told him, in not so many words, that I was kind of over the slave labour in Indonesian by Korean fishermen on offshore vessels working inside New Zealand's territory for foreign joint ventures under a national government. Nothing happened, obviously. Anyway, cut a long story short, I left there. I thought it was just top of the moon. I pretty much can gate crash anywhere. The CCC, the corporate Christmas crasher. The very next day, I'm cruising along the dock and I see this huge big super yacht owned by a Russian oligarch called A. And I think to myself, if anyone can do it, the CCC can. So I get a little bit nervous as I approach this yacht, you know, and I kind of look up and it's quite impressive, about 180 metres, just white, kind of ugly, looks like a U-boat, but it's worth about 200 million bucks, and I thought, yeah, I'll probably get on there. Yeah. And as I kind of came closer and closer to the gangway, one of the crewmen kind of looked over the edge and said to me, "Are you Paul?" And I kind of went to her. Yeah, I probably could be Paul for the day, and just walked on board.